you on the broadcast the other day for holding the ball. How did you feel coming out of the game now that you've looked at the tape about the sacks?
I think the one, you know, early in the game, the first drive, definitely held the ball too long. You know, I wasn't playing out downfield the way we thought it was going to, and I didn't get rid of the ball in a situation where I should have. So, you know, that one was definitely on me. There was also some times when, you know, the coverage was just great downfield and wasn't able to get the ball off. So I think it's a combination of sometimes holding the ball too long and then sometimes the other team's doing a good job.
When you're facing a team like the Saints that score a lot of points, and especially at home, do you feel like, obviously you don't play against their offense, but do you feel like you have to keep up, stay ahead more, do more than what you normally would against a team that is not as explosive?
I don't think so. I think it goes game by game. You know, if they're scoring a lot of points early in the game, you know, we're going to have to pick up our offense and put a lot of points on the board. So it's not something where you go into the game saying, hey, we have to score X amount of points to win this game. You know, we obviously want to score as much as we can every game, but it depends game by game. You know, if the situation calls for it, then you're going to have to score a lot of points.
Ryan, your team has had a lot of success in the fourth quarter so far this year. What happens in the fourth quarter? Does the intensity level go up? What do you see when you look at the tape, and what do you think the reason for that success is?
I think it's an all-around effort. You know, I think guys are comfortable in the system now, being our second year here. Everyone understands it's crunch time, and it's kind of do or die. You know, either we make a play and hang in this game to win, or we let it slip us by. You know, I think last year we let the situation slip by us a lot more than we should have. Coming into this year, that was one of the points of emphasis of Coach Philbin, which is, hey, we need to make plays when it counts in the fourth quarter, into the second half. Into the second quarter, and then the end of the second half as well. So we rep it a lot. We get a lot of practice of it in the offseason, in camp. And we've done a good job up to this point.
Ryan, when you lead a late touchdown drive for a last-minute touchdown pass to win a game, what changes? Does food taste better? Do your teammates nicer to you? What's different?
No, not a lot changes. You know, we're excited to get the win. It's one of the most fun games I've been a part of, just to be able to go down and get the win at the end. I know when I came off to the sideline, I was exhausted after that drive. So not a lot changes. We're excited about being able to do that, but It's week three. You know, we're on to the next week, and we'll have a big game this week.
But kids fantasize about that kind of thing when you're growing up playing football. I assume you did too.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's the situation you want as a quarterback. You know, you want the ball in your hands with the chance to win at the end of the game. And we were able to execute this last week, but we have a lot of weeks to go, so we're gonna have to do it again at some point in the year.
Were you surprised you were as calm as you were? Your teammates all talked about that, or is that what you expect of yourself in that situation?
I expect to be calm. You know, if you're out there panicked, then you're going to give panic to everyone else, you know. So you have to be controlled of the situation, be confident in the guys around you. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I was confident in the protection. They did a great job of keeping guys off and giving me time to throw. And guys were getting open and making big catches downfield.
You lead the NFL in the red zone touchdown percentage, 87.5%. Why do you think that is?
I don't know the specific reason, but, you know, we practice it a lot. We put a lot of emphasis on it. And we know we want to score touchdowns when we get down in the red zone. When you kick a lot of field goals, you're giving up, you know, 4 points a time is the way we look at it. So we put a lot of emphasis on getting in the getting in the end zone, putting 7 points on the board whenever we can. So you know, we understand it's not always going to happen, but we want to have a high percentage of that.
Ryan, how tough were you quicker to tuck in a run last year as opposed to the season so far? And is that like a second thought now as opposed to maybe your first thought when you would get in trouble?
Yeah, I think last year I was quick to escape. You know, not hanging in there quite as long, not trusting the protection, trusting downfield, trusting your eyes, and escaping the pocket, moving out to my right most of the time. And then you cut the field in half, you know, so you really limit yourself that way. So something I worked on this offseason is just really hanging in there and keeping my eyes downfield.
Contributions that Rishard Matthews has made and what that means to you in the offense?
It's huge. You know, he came in at a critical time, made a big third down catch for us on the right sideline, I believe in the third quarter, and then on the last drive came in and made some big catches for us, you know. So to be able to have him be a part of our offense, kind of integrate him a little bit, and he's making plays.
I know that Steve mentioned, you know, how every kid fantasizes about playing, you know, getting a last-minute drive. How about playing a Monday Night Football? What does that mean? I mean, the only game on your nationally televised. What does that mean?
It's exciting. You know, I've never been a part of it, obviously, so it's something I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a tough environment, expecting a really deafening crowd in New Orleans. And we're going to have to be good. We're going to have to be crisp with our communication, confident in what we do, and just play our game.
How concerned are you about the number of sacks you've taken so far? I mean, as the season progresses, the numbers continue the way they are. Does that concern you? Well, what level does it concern you?
Well, obviously you don't want to be taking sacks. You know, that's a negative part of the game, and you don't want to be on the ground, you know. I'm not concerned with it. You know, I'm not thinking about it as I'm back there. You know, the situations where I need to get the ball out of my hands, obviously I need to correct and either get the ball out or tuck it up and get back to the line of scrimmage as best I can. So, sorry. You know, it's not something we're happy about right now. It's something we're looking at, we're working on. But I'm not concerned with it. I have confidence in the guys in front of me. And they're getting better. I'm hopefully getting better at the same time. And we'll hopefully see those numbers go down.
Is there anything that you can do to improve, like, pocket presence awareness on your part?
You know, some situation like that, you know, when your feet are telling you to get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball. You know, there's going to be some situations where you're not able to. You know, they get on you pretty quick. But the situation where you do have a nice pocket, you are able to step up, and then you're sitting there, you know, hitching, patting the ball. That's the situations where, you know, I need to either try to run through or just throw the ball away and live for another day.